On the show today, we have First Community Trust's very own John Gunner talking about how to ensure a bank, credit union merger, or purchase is successful for the members or the consumers. So yeah, really, really hot topic, very sometimes controversial, especially on the banking side. Really great to have John on the show to fill us in on the latest and greatest on this issue. So check it out. We're here with John Gunner from First Community Trust. You're the president and CEO there, John. So give us a quick, before we talk about the whole mergers and things like that, give us a quick elevator speech on First Community Trust.
Sure. So First Community Trust is an independent national trust company. And it was formed 21 years ago for the purpose of making trust and fiduciary investment services available to credit union members. So we were the first national trust company focused on providing these kinds of services. Wow. To credit unions.
Oh, right on, right on. Well, thank you for all the hard work that you guys do for credit unions. We certainly appreciate it, and and looking forward to this conversation here. So I'm gonna go right with the first question here. So why are more bank owners turning to credit unions as potential buyers? Because we've seen more and more of this over the last few years. Obviously, there's been a credit union buys a bank here and there and things like that, and so what's going on now? But it seems to be really picking up steam.
Yeah, we have seen a little bit more of this. 10 years ago, it was relatively unheard of phenomenon for a credit union to buy a bank or a bank branch even. But it's become a little bit more frequent in occurrence. It's still a pretty small number of deals, but it's definitely been picking up. I think for the sellers, the seller owners of a bank, they're primarily looking, I think, for the best deal. And if the credit union is able to come forward with the best deal, then then that's going to be interesting to the selling bank owners. Many of these deals are with small community-oriented banks. And I think there also is an element of those community banks finding a credit union acquirer to be more of a kindred spirit as far as their philosophy towards service and the community.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And can you share how this transaction can be a potential win for stakeholders?
Yeah, I think that's really significant. I think it can be a win-win for many of the stakeholders. Obviously, for the selling bank owners, they want to get the best deal. And if the credit union is bringing the best deal, then that's good for them. Mm-hmm. It's good for the credit union, though, too. In many cases, the credit union, through the deal, is able to expand their geographic area to an area that they want to be in, or maybe even into an area of business line that the bank maybe does more of than the credit union does, and they can expand that service a little bit for the credit union itself. It can be a win for the community as well. Many of these smaller community banks, if they were acquired by a larger bank institution, may be subject to the deal maybe being done with the idea that there could be some cost savings, and that usually means maybe employees or even facilities. Yeah. So a deal with credit union may be more likely to retain the employees and the branches, which is good for the communities. You hear of these banking deserts where people don't have access to local financial services and because of branches being closed, et cetera. So if they remain open and the services remain available in the community, I think that's really significant. And it's good for the employees potentially too. Again, if they're more likely to be retained and the branch remain open with the credit union acquisition. So
yeah, because I mean, credit unions, they want to expand. They don't want to contract. They want to expand and expand their footprint and get in and expand in these like financial deserts that you were talking about. They really want to serve those areas big time. So yeah, so I totally get the win-win situation here. But let's look at the other side of the fence here. And what are some hurdles to be cleared in these transactions? Because there's quite a few of them.
Yeah, there's, you know, certainly with the differences in regulators, you know, the bank regulator and the credit union regulator. Yeah. So the transaction, they have to be able to work that out. And they've been able to do that. But also, and I think it's kind of a significant item, is if the bank that's being acquired has trust services available and they have trust assets, the credit union is going to have to figure out a way to accommodate that.
Yeah.
Because currently federal law doesn't allow credit unions to provide trust and fiduciary investment services. They don't have those fiduciary powers. So they're going to need to find some way to accommodate that. They wouldn't really, an acquiring credit union wouldn't really want those assets to go to a bank in the area, because many times the customers of this trust area would be some of the better customers of the institution. And so mm-hmm. they certainly wouldn't want them to be going to a competing financial institution that may try to bring the entire relationship over.
Yeah.
So an independent trust company like First Community Trust can help in that situation okay. because we don't compete with credit unions for deposits or loans. We don't do any of that sort of service. We strictly focus on the fiduciary services of the trust department. And so we can help them evaluate that book of business, and we can even accommodate and service that book okay. of business for them without them having the competition.
Yeah, because you just answered my next question. And my next question is like, okay, how do they get around this, or how can they how do they manage this, or
right.
or what's yeah. the go around? You know, what's the workaround here? Yeah, so it sounds like you guys are the workaround.
We certainly can be. Yes.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So what are some of the benefits to communities that these acquisitions carry? Obviously, I think we kind of alluded to it in the last response yeah. of the expansion, keeping the branches open, that type of stuff. Any other?
Exactly. I think that's it. You know, we kind of hit on them with the branches remaining open and the services remaining available in the local community, the employees being retained, and, you know, kind of a similar philosophy on community involvement between community banks and the credit union acquiring.
Yeah, it's a good match for sure. And if credit unions buying banks, if they have so many, if it has so many benefits, like we've talked about, why are certain bankers so upset with this trend? Is it, you know, is it those darn credit unions coming in and invading our territory type of, is that kind of like the get off my lawn type of attitude?
I think that is some of it. You know, credit banks and credit unions, you know, seem to butt heads all the time and have for decades. I think that, you know, for banks, if there's more credit unions acquiring these smaller banks, that's more competition for them in acquiring these assets. And it may be that it's a better fit for the credit union. They're willing to offer a higher price that it doesn't work as good for the bank and right. to compete with them on the price for that. So that whole area, you know, doesn't benefit the banks. And I think that's why they'd like to put a stop to it if they can.
Yeah, oh, of course. But I mean, other banks have the opportunity to buy that bank as well, right? So it's not
Absolutely.
Just the credit union coming in there exclusively and buying the bank. I mean, anybody can go in there and you know, vie for the purchase of that particular institution. So
that's right. And again, if they put together the best overall deal, then they can win.
Yeah. And just a last question here, this trend, I mean, what is your take on this trend really gaining momentum? I know we talked about it at the very top of the show, but just to kind of reiterate maybe, or this,
yeah.
it's really growing stronger actually. So it's really interesting.
It is. It's still a pretty small number of deals, you know, in a year, maybe under a couple dozen deals. So in the grand scheme of how many banks there are and how many deals there are, it's still relatively small, but I think it's growing, and I think it will continue to grow. And I think that the sizes of the deals will continue to grow. As you stated earlier, credit unions definitely want to expand. There's fairly significant regulatory costs in financial services industry, and if you can spread that cost over a larger base of customers and assets, you know, you can keep those costs down and be more successful and healthy and grow and have good capital. And so for all of those reasons, it makes sense for credit unions to want to expand. And I think some of these bank deals provide an attractive opportunity to maybe okay. increase their geographic area or a specific part of business, like maybe business lending that the bank does maybe more of than the credit union, but they could get more into that business through an acquisition. So
yeah,
it seems to make sense from a lot of perspectives. So it'll probably continue to grow.
Exactly. Yeah. So many opportunities out there for sure in this area and for credit unions to continue to grow as well. And again, if the banker's open to that deal, then hey, you know, so be it. It's business.
That's
so,
right.
All righty. Well, anything else here to add, John? Because this is a topic that isn't going to go away anytime soon. It, like you said, it might just grow a little bit more in 2022. So it's be interesting to see. So any
right. final I think we will. I think we will see it continue to grow, unless there would be some regulatory, you know, interjection that would cause it to slow down. But I do think that we're going to see more and more of this.
Yep, indeed. All right. Well, John, thank you so much for the information today. And thank you for all the work that you do for credit unions out there in this area. And yeah, look forward to having you back on, and maybe some more stuff, big stuff in this area will happen again. We'll have you back on in 2022 to get an update.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mike.